the rest of the story. This is about a mother who never was. Arthur walked briskly through the rolling fog, acutely aware that he was not alone on that lonely street, and indeed, footsteps, somebody else's footsteps, were echoing from behind. Arthur looked back into the crawling, billowing gray. Nothing, but the footsteps, momentarily halted, resumed as Arthur himself began walking again. The clicking of shoes on the pavement grew louder. Arthur's pulse quickened. Whatever it was, so near now that not even the fog could obscure the stalker's face. But did he want to know, or did he want to run? It was a sudden impulse, then, that determined which. Arthur spun around to confront the source of the sound. And as he did so, his eyes grew wide, for there, standing not far behind him, the gray mist swirling about her feet, was Arthur's own mother. And at once he began to cry. In the next moment, Arthur awakened from the curious dream, still sobbing. Slowly the reality of his surroundings took hold of him. It was in the middle of the night, and he was alone in his room at the hospital where he'd been treated for severe depression. His weeping was uncontrollable now. Over and over, the 37-year-old man cried out, "I want my mommy, I want my mommy." And he continued to sob long into the night, and to cry out for the embrace or even the slightest touch of a woman Arthur had never met. For this is the rest of the story. Arthur's mother was, it seemed, a happy and affable and completely well-adjusted woman until she was 30, and shortly thereafter, unfounded suspicions crept insidiously into her mind. Someone or ones were poisoning her food, she insisted. It was the tip of an emotional iceberg rising ever higher above the surface until its massive presence had cast a great shadow over everything around it. 2 months before Arthur was born, his mother was admitted to a New York sanitarium, and when her baby did arrive, mother and child were promptly separated. The remaining 35 years of the unfortunate woman's life were spent mentally deteriorating in the Harlem Valley State Hospital. When Arthur was a child, he was not permitted to visit. When he grew up, he didn't want to. And still, from photographs, he had conjured an image, that of a warm and loving woman he longed to know and yet never could, the mother who never was. Only in dreams did that image come to life. Ceaselessly recurring dreams in which she watched Arthur staring intently from a distance or even following him. But she never spoke. In all his lonely, tormented life, Arthur would never meet his mother, never hear her voice except in dreams, and inasmuch, he's a man you never knew until right now. For your impressions of him are a collage of jovial imagery, a merry countenance, a clever quip, a satirical gift, a most happy fellow. But now you've parted the curtain on his dream world. You felt the aching void. You've heard the cries in the night echoing from deep inside the anguished soul of humorist. Humorist Art Buchwald. For now you know the rest of the story.